Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Welcome, everybody, to our service of worship on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost. Our celebrant today is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier, and our homilist is Bishop Liz Lavazou. And now, let us prepare our hearts for this time of worship and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this 15th Sunday after Pentecost. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always resist the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Say to those who are fearful of heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 146. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in their Lord, their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, and the Lord set the prisoners free. The Lord opens eyes of the blind. The Lord opens those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion. For all generations, praise the Lord. O God, whose love streams like fresh water into the deserts of our hearts, you turn us from greed and partially to healing and justice. Make us companions of those who long for your deliverance, and give us safe passage at the last into the land of your shalom. Amen.
A reading from the letter of James. My brothers and sisters, do you with your acts of favoritism really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, And if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, have a seat here, please. Well, to the one who is poor, you say, stand there or sit at my feet. Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you? Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you? You do well if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For the one who said, you shall not commit adultery, also said, you shall not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but if you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
From there he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. But she answered him, sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Then he said to her, for saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee. In the region of Decapolis, they brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, he has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
With faith, persistence, and determination, God will answer your prayers. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Today's Gospel of Mark gives us a shocking, surprising reaction to the request of a Syrophoenician woman who comes to Jesus for help. What catches us off guard is Jesus' response to her, a response that we can say is downright rude on the part of Jesus, to the point where I had to put this aside for a while until I understood why Jesus responded the way he did. Now, by reading and examining this passage more carefully, we will get a better picture of what happened and the lessons that we can take away from the Gentile woman and her plea for help. The gospel begins with Jesus and his disciples trying to get away from the crowds and going somewhere where he wouldn't be found. But for Jesus, that is not a luxury, because no matter where he goes, someone always finds him. He couldn't escape notice. Again, somehow word got out on where he was, and along came a woman, a Syrophoenician woman, who immediately fell down at his feet. But being a Gentile, we know that according to the Jews, they were unclean and not favorites of the Jews or even of Jesus. She was aware that the Jews would not want to have anything to do with her, but yet she came to Jesus and begged him to heal her daughter. Now, this is where we as people get to hear Jesus' reply to her. He responds to her by delivering an insult. It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs, in a way calling her a dog. Jesus, what did you say? It is not right to take the bread away from the children of Israel and give it to the Gentiles, who have nothing to do with the Jews and with Jesus. Yes, our Jesus, our loving Jesus, the one who said that one of the greatest commandments is love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. And the other is like, love your neighbor as yourself, made this remark. The Syrophoenician woman, whom, if we were in her place, might have backed away from Jesus after this comment. But she did the opposite. She came back with a very strong remark. Yes, Lord, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's tables. This woman, whether she was worthy or not of Jesus' help, had a great need. She was willing to take whatever she can get from Jesus because she knew deep down that even if she was able to get a crumb of Jesus' healing for her daughter, that would be sufficient. We can gather that her response sat well with Jesus. She had the faith that Jesus had been looking to her for. She didn't give up, and with that, Jesus accepted her answer. And in turn, he said to her, O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish. Your daughter was healed. What did it take? Faith, a lot of determination, and persistence. Maybe Jesus wasn't being rude after all. Maybe he was looking to evoke such a deep faith, the kind of faith that he finds impossible to refuse. She truly was one special woman, a determined, desperate mother who only wanted to have Jesus heal her daughter. It didn't matter to her what Jesus or the others thought of her. She wasn't budging, and she was staying put. She may at times even remind us of us. Haven't we all fallen at one time or another on our knees to Jesus, praying and pleading to him to help us with something in our lives? Unfortunately, we can't fall at his knees, but we know that he is listening to us. But wouldn't it be something if we could literally fall at his knees? We've all fallen on our knees, and of course we can't stay there forever. We also can't be deterred. So after we get up, keep praying, because being persistent is very important when we pray and when we keep the faith. Are we willing to be persistent and determined like the Syrophoenician woman was? Her pleas were answered immediately. Now what if ours aren't? We've all prayed. We've all called out to God, asking him to fulfill our prayers of pleas. Did we speak or pray the right words? I know at times I have wondered if I've prayed properly, because these words that we do pray become the outcome of our prayers. Would we be still willing to continue petitioning God for something that we need, even if it might take a little bit longer, weeks, months, or even years to obtain? Or would you give up on God, thinking that he didn't hear you and you were ignored? At times, we may have felt like the woman, but she did something that many of us didn't do. And that was to surrender your prayers and yourselves to Jesus. She was willing to sacrifice everything for her daughter to be healed by Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He waited for the right moment, and he responded to her with grace and compassion. We know and hope that God in his own time will eventually also answer our pleas, our prayers, because that's what God does. but only when the time is right for us. And he has his reasons for this. Why? Maybe because he wants us to see if we are persistent in our faith to him. You see, to Jesus, it doesn't matter who you are, what your lifestyle is, your color or your gender. We are all in need of his help at one time or another. And we know that he will never turn us away. Never be afraid to kneel down and cry out to our Lord. I've done that many times lately. I've yelled and cried out to him to help my loved ones, hoping he has heard my prayers and did or will eventually answer them. But maybe in his own way he has. Or maybe not yet, because maybe the time is just not right for my loved ones to be helped. But please don't give up. We all have a certain hunger in us. The hunger is for God to hear us, to be by our sides, and the sides of those who need him, and to have their prayers answered. Dear friends, these words that describe the Syrophoenician woman in our gospel today are faith, hunger, persistence, determinations, are words that for some of us are hard to maintain or to act upon. She showed us of an example of a persistent prayer, someone who refused to be discouraged when her prayer and pleading were not immediately answered. So what Jesus did was to wait. And when the timing was right, he drew out the faith the woman had, the faith that mattered most to her heart. And in doing so, her faith grew stronger. When our faith grows, it becomes stronger. And the answers that we do receive are because we didn't distance ourselves from our persistence, our determination, and the faith that we have continued in Jesus. We've heard of many people who were healed by Jesus throughout the Bible. They were all healed because of their consistent prayers to the Lord and their true faith that they had in him. Now, if our Lord can do these things for the faithful, then surely he can answer our needs as long as we have the faith. He can heal and save your loved ones and even your own soul. He can even take whatever may be wrong with you or in your life, and he can surely make it right. So when we pray, pray with faith, confidence, determination, and persistence. Get down on your knees if you have to, and pray out loud if need be. He will hear you, and he will never ignore you, even though the answers might not come as quick as you want. But regardless of what we are going through our lives, even at times it may feel that things won't work out, let us put our prayer and faith and hope in God. He will protect us and he will heal us and will also grace us with peace and happiness. The moment we discover God, we will certainly find faith and be filled with hope. Not only will God bring us through our situation, he will definitely bring us through a better person than we were before. Amen.
Knowing that God hears our prayers when they are made in sincerity and humility, we pray for our church and our world in our time of need, saying, "Hear us, good Lord." Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for our church, that its structures promote justice, its laws foster integrity of heart, and its ministry model compassion. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for our world, that we may be freed from hypocrisy which lurks in our hearts when we seek the assurance of external observance without the commitment of faith. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for those who make and enforce laws, that they may challenge us in our waywardness and be compassionate toward our weakness. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for those who teach the word of God, that they may embrace the justice of God in their own hearts as they call us into the life of God. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray that we may be delivered from all the wicked designs in the deep recesses of our hearts, and so live justly with God and one another. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
Those who live justly will live in the presence of God. We pray for those who are ill, especially and for those who have died, that they may dwell with the saints and remember us who struggle to live in justice and peace. To you we pray, O gracious God.
Hear us, good Lord.
All and merciful God, you know our wants, you know our true needs. May you attend to our prayers, direct our hearts in the way of justice and mercy, and enlighten our minds that we may know your holy will. We ask this through the Just One, Jesus Christ, your servant and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the power of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed,
by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Strengthen and confirm you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we hold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation. The same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of his name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, take and eat. My body, which is broken for you. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, this is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me. Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your church. Gather into one all who share in these secret mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, in the Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, make us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God. For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your Church, so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.